Sarah.
This is Everything is Rent, the podcast where we talk about the best musical of all time, Rent, song by song.
You know, normally we have a special guest on, but today your special guest is us. Isn't that chill? We are talking today about the Seasons of Love.
You even struggled to introduce us.
I wasn't looking at it.
We're at the very, very end of
You weren't looking at the word us?
What do you mean looking at it?
You know, normally I look, it's like written down and I look at it and I don't have it up.
But like,
you interrupted me. I wasn't even done.
Oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. We're listening to Seasons of Love featuring Stevie Wonder.
Yes, we're at the end. We did it. We listened. This is the very, very last track. We listened to every single track on the original Broadway cast recording of Rent.
Yeah.
And we're at, what is this, 43?
Yeah.
Track 43.
Putting this on the soundtrack is...
Cast recording.
The cast recording is weird.
Were you scared that John Flynn was going to come after us?
I know he will. Hi, John Flynn. You're listening. And you're always right.
Well, it's me and Sarah. We're here after a very intense workout that we did this morning. We're a little bit sleepy.
I feel great.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel pretty awake.
Okay.
Do you think I'm sleepy? Am I coming off? Am I coming off as very sleepy?
No. We made it. Sarah has struggled through every single introduction for over 50 episodes now.
Yeah, it's and honestly, I feel good. It's helped me recognize a little bit of who I am, and that's just someone who's going to be a little bit of a mess every time, and that's okay.
So yeah, I guess what we're going to do today is one final sort of swing through our DMs, our emails, and then we're going to listen to that last song, talk about it.
Yeah.
I have a challenge that I want to issue that I don't know if I'll do it. I'll do it after we listen to the song.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know? You don't know what it is.
No, I can't even imagine what it would be.
It's going to be a listener challenge.
Oh, I thought it was for me and I was worried.
It is also going to be for you.
Okay, I'll do it.
We're going to do it. Me, you, and Dave are going to do it. And then I'm going to put a call out to our listeners to do it as well.
Okay.
And then, the three of us are all going to go take a nap together.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Well, I told you I'm awake, but we're all taking a nap together.
So
we agreed to it.
That's the agenda for today. And then I'm going to go to a meeting. And then, oh, also, if you like me and Sarah, you can listen to us on last week's episode of Improv for Humans.
Yeah.
Earwolf.
Doing some
correction, Improv for Humans.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. And then Zach Reno is the other guest. Just a little plug for some other improv content.
Or if you're in LA, you can come see us every Tuesday night with Cardinal Redbird at 11 o'clock or at the Del Close Marathon.
Yes, on Friday, June 28th at 9:30 p.m. It is sold out.
So go back in time and buy tickets and then you can see us.
There will be more tickets released at some point and there will be a wait list at the door. But yeah, you can get tickets to a bunch of other shows at DCM that we may or may not be in, but
I'll be in every show.
All sorts of places to see us and hear us and praise us. yeah. So should we get into our emails?
Let's do it.
Okay. So one of our anonymous emailers from our last email episode emailed again and talked about loving the podcast, getting to hear other people who've dedicated so many hours of thought to this musical. Very kindly labels what we're doing as online community building.
Yeah.
And that made me feel great. And then I have to share this exact quote. For Rent, Dorcas is longing for a community of their own. Who's with their podcast? Not alone.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. That sent a shiver down my back and I'm almost going to cry. I'm not.
Wow.
But listen, anonymous friend. I love you.
We love you. We're in love with you. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I love seeing how many people had the same basic experience with Rent, loving it, obsessing over it, believing it to be a profound work of art, then realizing it's kind of bad, then realizing it's really bad, eventually coming to terms with still loving it, finally reexamining the show and seeing how, in spite of its flaws, it remains a rich and powerful work worthy of exploration. This person is smarter than us.
Yeah. This person is anonymous, but you should go follow their podcast.
Do they have they don't have a podcast.
I don't know.
But they should.
Yeah.
Each of the characters is despicable in their own way, and not just because they don't feel like paying rent. Maureen is a manipulative psychopath. Benny cheats on his wife, whom he only marries for money, with HIV-positive teenage strippers. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Angel casually, all caps, murders dogs and then brags about it. Mimi actively encourages a recovering opiate, I couldn't get that word out, addict to relapse after 6 months clean, which is borderline manslaughter. Collins is a teacher who is openly spiteful of his students and deliberately destroys equipment that their tuition and lifelong student loans paid for. Mark exploits the suffering of the people around him while stiffing waiters. Not tipping servers is some straight Michael Myers shit. And yet, after more than 20 years, during which I earned a theater degree, moved to New York, saw hundreds of plays and musicals, some far, far better than Rent. I doubt it.
Yeah, good
luck. I'm still chasing that dragon, trying to feel anything as strongly as what I felt the first time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love it. Thank you. Thank you for your emails. And then this is a great follow-up email we got. We talked a lot of shit about how small the font was in the previous email from Leahy, and that has been corrected in her follow-up email.
Her follow-up email, the font is very big, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, I can see it.
Really appreciate it.
It doesn't hurt my eyes. Sarah, you want to take this one?
Sure. Leahy follows up with us.
Because we also came in pretty hot, like, cite your sources.
Yes, yeah, because she had a lot of cool insights, but we were like, we've never heard this. We don't know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
She lets us know the backstory is from Jonathan's notes. He wrote a backstory to the characters as a way to help them figure out the actual story. See, he was a genius with songs, but a full story was a first for him. So Tick, Tick, Boom is based on his life and Superbia. Did not get an approved storyline. I got all these from the book Boho Days about Jonathan Larson's work Beyond Rent. It's 280 pages about his life, art, notes, and musicals. And there's one chapter about Rent. I can't believe there's only one chapter about Rent.
Yeah, a Jonathan Larson book and one chapter about Rent is insane.
Yeah, but apparently there's a lot of cool info about it. So, I can't tell you how happy I was to find out there's a book comparing Jonathan's earlier musical draft by draft. My Jonathan obsession went way up in the 5 days it took me to read the book. So in the Rent chapter, there's four versions of Rent from 89 to 96 and the backstory. But when you read the entire thing, you learn the little details about his life that were sewed into Rent later. So I'll try to think of more. Or my second super long email. So yeah, check out Boho Days if you want more of that Jonathan Larson content. I certainly do.
Yeah. And then Leahy links us to a song called Break Out the Booze. Says she thought of us and our love of the sometimes ridiculous rhymes in Rent. So apparently there's a rhyme in this. The world's getting screwy, so let's get kablooey. That is A+. Stuff. It's a standalone song he wrote for an event he co-organized and was playing the piano all night entertaining the guests. And I guess the scene is in a 20s vibe. So check out Break Out the Booze.
And you know what? Get kablooey while you do it. The next time we get drunk, I'm going to say that.
Let's get kablooey.
Let's get kablooey, Babs.
Yeah. And then a lot of people have messaged us about the Jonathan Larson project, which went up recently in New York. And so we'll have to check that out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of these emails are ending with like these very meaningful quotes and and words and so forth. This one, Leahy ends with inspiring words from Jonathan. One of these days, I'll find a way. I'll rise above the throng. They'll be amazed at who they see. One of these days, someone will say, I knew it all along. One of these days, that's what will be.
I mean, it's so good.
So good. I don't know what that's from.
I don't know what it's from, but I love it.
Oh, it's from Tick, Tick, Boom? No. Yes. I don't know. I also like that Leahy calls Tick, Tick, Boom, Tick, Tick, Boom just Tick. She's in deep. Thanks, Leahy. All right. We got an email from Corey Roberts. Thanks for emailing, Corey. And the subject is very bold. In defense of your eyes. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Here we go. Beth and Sarah, I found your podcast a few months ago after re-listening to the Broadway cast recording and thinking, I wonder if there could possibly be anyone out there as nerdy as me to actually want to talk about Rent at length.
Well, you found us.
I binge all the episodes made up to that point in a matter of days. Currently, I'm listening to the episode with Adam Pascal for the third time. Wow. And I found his thoughts on Your Eyes really interesting. Off the bat, I'd agree that Your Eyes is one of the weaker songs in the show. It's hard not to cringe at the simple lyrics and basic guitar riff. And the song we've been waiting for the whole show is, well, that's it. But while I was listening to the episode, I had a thought. Your Eyes might have just been a placeholder or unfinished, as you mentioned. And while I'm not sure if it would redeem any points for writing quality, what if that's the point? We've been waiting the whole show to see / hear what Roger would write. And after Glory, even though it isn't a, quote, song, technically, we're expecting a lot. But the lyrics of Your Eyes mention that Mimi herself is, quote, the song or the motivation and purpose Roger needed to come to terms with his life and look past it all. April, his diagnosis, his addiction to really live. So maybe it's okay that Your Eyes is so simplistic and doesn't hold a candle, good, to the other music in the show, because that's not its purpose. Its purpose is to bring together all the themes and threads we've been watching and finish with the idea that there can't be a more beautiful description of our lives than truly loving people and letting them love us. All right, sure.
I mean, what a great sentence there.
Yeah. You're also smarter than us, Corey.
Yeah, there can't be a more beautiful description of our lives than truly loving people and letting them love us. I mean, come on, listeners. Yeah. You guys are so smart and touching.
We love you.
We're just dumb idiots who love Rent.
Now, there's the argument that it wouldn't necessarily be smart to finish out a musical and deliver your message on the weakest note. Sure. But sure, I also think one of the things Rent and Jonathan Larson are famous for are not trying to impress, just being real. Okay. There's a paradox of putting us through an entire rock opera and then having one of your principal characters die and come back to life at the literal last minute of the show that forces you to think, why? Jonathan Larson wasn't necessarily an experienced writer, and Rent could have seen a lot more changes, but it's hard to imagine that someone who wrote Glory and Christmas Bells and What You Own would unintentionally leave Your Eyes. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a real conspiracy theory now.
Yeah, it's just a theory, I guess, but if it was meant to be or not, we've got Rent as it is, and even with the improvements that could have been made, it still works, and it still moves people to this day, and that's something truly amazing. Just wanted to discuss and thought I'd share. Wow, yeah, I'm into that. I like this conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Like, we don't think Jonathan Larson could have knocked it out of the park?
Yeah. I mean, he wrote some of the best songs of all time. Seasons of Love, so good.
Yeah.
What You Own, incredible.
One of Carl Tart's top 1,000 favorite songs.
I mean, and that man knows some songs.
But yeah, good point. That is
really good point.
Actually one of my favorite sort of defenses I've heard is like, he could have made it good if he, it's like looking at, this is such a bad comparison. It's like looking, you know, like when a famous artist gets abstract and being like, what, they couldn't paint like a figure that looked like a real lady? It's like, yeah, no, they could.
Yeah.
This is just some next level shit.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Guess what? I love Your Eyes now.
Your Eyes is a Picasso, is what you're saying.
Your Eyes is a Picasso. The most, like, romantic thing you can say to someone, Your Eyes is a Picasso.
Wait, my own eyes or the song?
Yeah, I'm gonna try that out next time I go to a museum and want to hit on someone.
Mm-hmm. Your Eyes is a Picasso, ma'am. Baby.
I see you looking at art. Your Eyes is a Picasso. Right?
That's true. Picasso is an incredible artist outside of just his cubism stuff. We all know it. We're all art nerds just like me.
Disagree.
How dare you? That's not true.
I think Picasso's a hack.
You are wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We have another Adam Pascal. Molly J from Dallas.
Just wanted to write and say that I can't believe how nonchalantly Adam answered what would have happened to Roger. He died from AIDS. I thought he was saying it as a joke, but nope, he just said it and moved on. Oh, well, I'm glad he finally told us what the equipment in a pyramid line is.
Never listen to your heroes.
I think it's, I kind of like that moment too. Not that he's like making fun of it, but he's lived with this character and for 20 years.
Yeah.
So he is treating it in like a honest way. Roger probably did die from AIDS.
He had thought about it. He was ready with his answer.
Uh-huh.
He also, maybe this is a little bit too much behind the scenes, he was needing to get to a birthday dinner for his wife.
Yeah. I couldn't, he told us that on his way out and I was like, what are you doing here? It's your wife's birthday. He's a king.
He actually told us that he wants to spend every year on his wife's birthday with us instead of with her. So that was a really profound moment.
It was very profound, but we look forward to next year on his wife's birthday. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Molly J from Dallas. Stephanie, we heard from Stephanie again. She says, longtime listener, second time emailer, right? it's about Donald Trump in relation to rent. This was about voicemail number 5. That was with the Don't Stop or We'll Die?
I think so.
Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the second, she says, at least the second time we have joked about Donald Trump in relation to rent. As you know, as longtime listeners know, for me, Beth, Donald Trump is, yes, my president.
And that certainly is a joke.
And Sarah, and another non-joke, Sarah eats soup off a cat's tail.
That's not a joke. And honestly, none of our listeners have referenced it. No one likes that joke. Except
I beg to differ.
Everyone
I think,
likes
you know.
That joke.
It's truly insane.
And
it
it's not
make
a joke. That's fact. The thing, me, my
Can
Trump
I tell
thing
the story
joke.
Of why that has
is
come
true?
Up? It's not true.
There's no story. You just do it.
Okay. No, here's what happened.
One time Sarah ate soup.
I did not eat soup. Okay. I was eating.
Oh, I get it. You wanted to let them know which soup it was.
No. Okay. I was having ramen at my house.
At what time?
Okay. It was like 11
a.m. You call ramen soup?
You had ramen for breakfast.
I had ramen at 11 a.m. It was a very early lunch, but yes, I guess it's breakfast. So I'm eating ramen. My cat is sitting on the table next to me.
You're like, all our spoons are dirty.
That is not true. Also, it was ramen, so I wasn't eating it with a spoon.
But that cat's tail is quite clean.
No, I was not. So my cat turned around and he dipped his tail into my soup.
And you rang out his tail into your mouth.
No, I like rang out his tail because it was full of soup onto the floor. And then
and
I cleaned
then
the floor. I didn't eat it. I mistakenly texted my friends about this, and now they say I eat soup off of a cat's tail, and it makes no sense.
No, there's one more part of the story. You're not mentioning.
This is being your friend is so hard.
What kind of soup was it?
It was ramen, Beth.
Okay, that's not what I heard.
Okay, it's not what you made up.
I heard it was poop soup.
That for no soup? Reason. There's no poop soup.
It's common knowledge that you ate poop soup off a cat's
true.
Tail.
Oh my God, what is happening? I didn't, okay, I'm not going to defend this. I didn't eat.
You can't defend it because you did it.
There's no such thing as poop soup. If there was, I wouldn't eat it. And I certainly wouldn't eat anything off of a cat's tail.
Like, I understand, okay? Can we say this?
This is just like
I totally understand.
The insanity.
I wasn't there. I mean, I got brought into this because of the podcast. I understand how you would never use a spoon
Dave,
to eat poop soup
you're
because
a very
you don't want
bad
to.
Person.
You really don't want to defile a good spoon, so you use a cat's tail.
I'm not going to eat anything.
You're
let's
like,
move on.
The cat's tail is so close to its butthole anyway.
Might We've
as
gotten
well.
So far
okay.
from this email.
An email about Donald Trump. Stephanie says, "I thought you might find it interesting that Trump was actually name checked in a workshop version. There was a song called Real Estate." Where after Angel's funeral, Benny convinces Mark and Collins to become real estate developers because, quote, there ain't no money in documentary film. The line in question is Benny saying, any fool can do it. Witness Donald Trump. Jonathan Larson had no idea how timeless his work was.
Truly.
And there's the libretto online at Angel Fire. Also, Allison was in that song.
Yeah.
Old Muffy appears in that song. Thanks, Stephanie. That's awesome.
That's great. I love it.
Sarah, are you okay?
I'm just reeling from having to defend myself from the most insane thing that's ever happened.
Focus on the emails. Come on.
I'm going to murder both of you.
You should take this next one. I think we should listen to some of these songs.
Yeah.
From Victoria.
Oh, should I take this one because I'm a quarter Korean?
Well, it talks about you.
Oh, it does say I've mentioned. Okay. This, the title of this is,
we might need to take a break.
Maybe we are very sleepy. This is about the Korean cast recording. This is from Victoria Cottle. Victoria says, I discovered your podcast a few weeks ago and have almost caught up to the latest episode. Skipped ahead. Of course, to the fantastic interview with Adam Pascal. I believe Sarah has mentioned being a quarter Korean, and I believe you're right, Victoria. And I wondered if you had ever heard any of the Korean cast recording. I study / translate Korean literature, and while living in Seoul, I loved attending translated and original Korean musicals and plays. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to see Korean Rent in person, but I'd like to share some YouTube links of that performance and the performance clips. So, yeah.
Let's listen. Let's listen to Rent.
Let's listen to Rent.
Already weirdly different from...
It's very Korean.
Is it?
No. I love it.
This is great.
This is so good. Korean has a lot of like fun consonants that make this sound like really passionate.
Really, yeah, it's very intense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they still just say Rent. Love it.
Rent is the same in every language.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Well, sometimes the universal, foreign languages don't have language. A word for it, right? Mm-hmm. For an American word, so they just have to say it.
I mean, I'm certain Korean has a word for rent.
I don't know.
Ooh, I love this.
Because they didn't say rent there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have to keep this podcast going and listen to every version, Korean version of every song.
What if he was just like stuck in your flu? So poster,
yeah,
but then not screen.
Rent!
They're like throwing in Rent in there. I love it. There's Joanne.
Ooh.
Hey, hey, hey!
Yes.
I want to see this video so bad.
<You're not calling laughs>
I bet La Vie Boheme is mostly the same.
Oh yeah,
probably.
We don't have that one though.
Mm-mm.
Should we watch the, there's a video of Another Day.
Yeah.
Getting dizzy. Dave, can we go to the
Another Day
video, the performance clip of Another Day?
Pulling it up now.
Okay, we can stop this one.
Nope, we're gonna play them together.
I wish you wouldn't.
Nightmare. So for listeners, if you want to watch along, this is on YouTube. It's called Rent-Another Day, and then in brackets, Korea. We got Mimi on a table. This is rocker hair.
Yeah. I think this is a perfect look for Roger.
Yeah. I wonder if there are teens with this guy, like Adam Pascal style, with this guy's poster like all over their room.
Honestly, I want a poster. He's hot.
He's a dreamboat. Oh, wasn't she on the other side of him?
No, he walked past her and then walked back. He's good.
Yeah, he's great. This actress, the Mimi woman, is so young looking.
Yeah. She looks 19.
Yeah.
I'm 19. She has the longest hair. Sorry, listeners, this is not helpful for you.
Reminds me of my ex. April. Her hair in the moonlight. You looked at me like, do you have an ex with long hair?
Yeah, I was like, what? Oh.
Ooh, that was a little bit painful.
Yeah, it was good until it was fine. Translating songs and making them fit in a different language is a real feat.
Yeah, I'm actually curious if, Victoria, if you are listening and you do have any of, like, the translations of what words these actually mean, I'm definitely curious.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. I gotta find out who this is. I'm a fan.
The man's name is Cho Sung Woo. One of the comments says, he is amazing musical actor.
Agreed.
Mimi's getting some love in the comments, too.
Okay.
This is good stuff.
This is great.
Great. Thank you so much for sending that.
Yeah.
Really fun. This is one that I'm very excited to have gotten. We were talking about falsettos and romance in hospitals. And John Beck emailed to say, in William Finn's other musical, A New Brain, the main character and his boyfriend do get romantic in a hospital bed after his brain surgery. Depending on the production, it can be under a sheet or not. I think you identified a key theme in Finn musicals, which I loved. Thank you for that, John.
Our next one we got is from Jeff. Sorry it took so long.
It's like we've been waiting, Jeff. Jeez.
Yeah, come on, Jeff. Where you been?
We're all the way at the last song, Jeff. Jeez.
Jeff Vincent says, I've been wanting to write you for a while now. I discovered your podcast after you were halfway through the album and I wanted to listen to everything from the beginning. It took a while to get caught up. I love the podcast so much. Thanks, Jeff. Rent came out when I was in college and coming to terms with being gay, and it was such a huge part of my life. I've been as big a fan as I could get in living in the Midwest. Over the years, I've even collected international cast recordings in many different languages, so he's probably heard the Korean version. The Icelandic version of Out Tonight is incredible, as is the Dutch version of One Song Glory.
I'm curious about that. Like, is it fun to listen to it? Like, I enjoyed listening to the Korean version of those songs, but I don't think I'd listen to, like, cast recordings in languages I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, full songs. So I wonder if Jeff knows Icelandic and Dutch.
Interesting.
Maybe, but
I don't know. Our listeners seem very smart. So
they all speak many, many languages.
Many languages. They have tons of insights that we never even considered. So anyway, thank you so much for bringing the show into my life again. I've loved spending some time each week thinking about Rent and what it has meant to me. That's fun. Hmm. Here's something you haven't mentioned yet. And if you don't know about it, I hope you find it fun to explore. There's a musical called Small Town Story that is about a high school in Texas trying to put on the musical Rent and having it get shut down by the community. Yes, it's a musical about another musical. It's fun to listen to, and they have all the songs available for free on their website. You can find, this is sammybuck.com. Just search Small Town Story, because I'm not going to read the whole address.
Come on, you were almost there.
Okay, https://// sammybuck.com/pages/show/small-towns-story/.
You added an S to towns.
You know what, Beth?
You should start over.
Okay. HTTP.
That's incredible. We definitely didn't know about it, and we will most certainly check it out. Actually, let's just check it out now.
Yeah, let's listen to Where I Come From.
You're entering Spear Grove, Texas, a nice place to live.
I love this.
Wow. That sounds old, like 1960s old.
It's
no offense if anyone on the committee was
4 seconds
then,
in and just, Beth loves it.
You know, the sign is older than Jesus.
I'm obsessed.
Okay, just because I said Jesus doesn't mean we're all Bible-thumping cowpokes. I'm going to have to reshoot this.
He's shooting it?
You're
He's smart.
Spear Grove, Texas, a nice place to live.
Right.
We got Dallas only 15 miles away.
He's the mark.
He's the mark.
Spitting distance, so it's a nice place to grow up.
I have chills.
My camera and my town provides the scenes.
Yeah, plus. Hell yes. Yeah.
As I record it all, I don't ask what it means.
Good rhyme.
I look at folks, but I never judge. Even if they're
and very
renty.
Yeah.
It's not my place to say who's smart or dumb. I just want to show you where I come from.
This is very renty.
Yeah.
The chatter washes.
Can we listen to
like
One Lone Star?
Filling up the soundtrack.
Only
where
six
I
listens.
Alright, I'm switching tracks.
I didn't mean for that to happen. To come out then and there.
This is Mimi?
Texas, Texas! Not just anywhere. I can't believe I did it. Oh god, I must be nuts. I live here, not New York. I live here, live here.
Oh, maybe she said she's gay or something.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe it's Maureen.
Yeah. Is it death by a thousand cuts? But I'm alive. I'm on board again.
I love it. I love this too.
I want to listen to Shine after this.
So they did this at 54 Below, which they also is also where the Jonathan Larson project was. In New York.
Wide open spaces, can't deny, can't turn away. The cat's out of the bag.
I wonder how much rent is in this show.
Like how often they let or like, okay, let's rehearse. Yeah. Let's do Glory.
Uh-huh. Listen to Shine.
Shine. Track three, please, Dave.
This is great. Yeah, if you...
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, if you love Rent and you want more Jonathan Larson-y sorts of things, Small Town Story. Check it out.
Here we go.
We found out about it first.
You're nervous. This your first time?
You mean auditioning, right? Yeah, I'm not really here
scene.
To audition. I kind of can't.
Oh, I'm dead.
Yes, you can.
I'm
if
dead.
You want it, you have to go for it.
Oh, God.
These accents. They're
go
perfect.
Well, that's why I sat down next to you.
You chose the right person. I practice every night. Gotta work the placement every single night. Bouncing in the basement, Mom and Dad complain. But that's just fine. Because when you step on stage, you'll be in love with everything. Just shine. So, what's in your book?
Book?
Sorry. What songs do you have prepared?
I'm not auditioning. Look, I sat down next to you because...
Don't be nervous.
Yeah, why did he get here?
Believe me, I
because
understand
why?
Nerves.
Why are you nervous? You have the best voice in school.
I know. I was Maria, freshman year, and Dolly Levi, sophomore year. But last year, I was only in the chorus of Brigadoon. That's not happening
Ooh,
this
Brigadoon.
Year.
Oh, Brigadoon.
Because when I get the lead,
about a
no, believe me, I just have to get the lead. Brigadoon was just a fluke, and now my future's
She'll let you
on
know, Brigadoon.
I think you make a terrific slutty drug addict, Diana Bates.
You really mean it?
Yes. And if you're not doing anything on Saturday
so
night...
So, what song are you gonna sing?
I'm not. My dad doesn't want me to audition. I'm here because you
Oh,
will...
believe me, I know what that's like. My folks don't care, but I'll show them. See their faces as I'm off to CCM. No more traces of their simple, silly spear grow of Caroline. Time to shine.
Ooh, girl! Get it.
She's gonna get Maureen.
Wish me luck. And seriously, forget what your dad thinks. Audition. It'd be fun to hang out.
Everyone thinks.
I wanna know how far this musical got.
She's so incredible. How
Seems
could
like
I?
Seems like it was like workshopped in New
she'd
York.
She'd think something like that about me. Here I am.
Oh, you can see it at the South Orange Performing Arts Center.
Excuse
last,
me?
Last year.
We could have seen this.
Yeah.
Oh,
can't let
Sarah,
this
we
feeling
missed
take
it.
Over
I mean,
me.
It just maybe it's, they're still workshopping it, maybe.
So turn it
Small Town Story, a musical about a musical that
she
rocked a community.
Wow.
That
what a great
she's
idea.
So
yes.
We got an email from... a listener named Sarah Coleman. She says, I've been meaning to write forever, but I'm finally doing it because the podcast might be coming to an end. Who knows? The recent episodes with Adam Pascal and Anthony Rapp have been a dream for us, too. Thank you.
Yes.
All the original cast members provided so many fun stories, backstage details, and shined a light on Jonathan Larson's vision. It has been amazing to talk to people that knew Jonathan Larson.
Like, yeah.
Intimately.
It's been really incredible.
She says, first, I was working in New York in the summer of 96, so I was really there during the early Rent mania. I think a fellow intern saw the show as a guest of the newspaper critic from her hometown. I finally saw the touring show in 99, I think the same tour you gals have mentioned. When I met my husband, he had seen the show in Australia while on duty with the Navy, and he owned the Broadway soundtrack. Big points for him.
Navy yeah, guy who loves Broadway?
Yeah.
A plus.
I actually, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, women, accept nothing less. if he hasn't been in the Navy and doesn't have the Rent soundtrack or the cast recording, he's not worth it.
He's not worth it, which is why Beth and I will never marry.
She says, we both love it. We have a large full color show book about the creation of Rent in Australia. Fascinating. She also Googled Sierra Boggess, it would be crazy for this to be the first episode you're listening to, but
if it is,
Sierra Boggess originated The Little Mermaid on Broadway. I went to high school with her. She and I were in many plays and musicals together, and she and I were going my sophomore junior year for Adelaide and Sarah in Guys and Dolls, and I got neither role. I got the role of Mimi, not in Rent, in Guys and Dolls.
No, I mean, and there's only, as we've said, three female roles
yes,
in Guys
I
and
got
Dolls.
Mimi, the hotbox girl who has a couple of lines, and Sierra got the role of Sarah, even though she wanted Adelaide. Mm-hmm. So Sarah, this other, so many Sarahs. Your name is Sarah. This emailer's name is Sarah. The character in Guys and Dolls' name is Sarah. It's
Everything
a,
is Sarah?
That's our next pod. Not since high the title of this Playbill video, not since high school has Sierra Boggess sung from Guys and Dolls. And then she says, is this one of the roles she stole from Beth in high school? She didn't. This is the only role she stole from me in high school. There was at the Jewish Community Center, there was a woman by the name, well, at the time a girl, now a woman named Lauren. She really stole a lot of roles from me.
Same type.
Lori in Oklahoma, Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. Oklahoma, I played Dream Lori. My Fair Lady, I played another bystander. He's a bloody busybody. That's what he is. That was my line. And then she says, third, early on in the podcast, I was wondering if you two have Rent radar for pop culture references to the show. There's a list on the Wikipedia page. So, yes, yeah, she sent us the Wikipedia references. Simpsons, Family Guy, Friends, Will and Grace. Just like, everything, yeah. Everywhere.
I don't seek them out, but when I love when they happen in something that I'm watching.
Yeah. We have one more email. Catherine Callahan says, love the movie so much in high school that I watched the director's commentary more than once, which we have not done.
No.
Chris Columbus's only regret is Joanne's mom's hot mess of an outfit at the engagement party. So many other things I would regret.
Yeah.
But that outfit is insane. The hat is crazy.
Yes.
So that is a good thing to regret. But Chris Columbus is, it's funny that he's like, the thing I regret is something the costume designer did. Nothing that he, I guess he had veto power, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for all the emails.
Yeah.
And, to Marie and Paul and Aaron, some of the other people who've emailed us who we've talked about in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it.
Really love it. We've got some, just to respond to a couple of comments on our Instagram. We got a comment from T Delgado 45. He said he's interested to hear our thoughts on movie performances versus the original cast recording. And also, this is something I wanted to talk about last week, and I'm glad he brought it up. In the movie version, What You Own, Mark sings, Alexi, Mark, call me a hypocrite. I've got to finish my own film. I quit, to no one. He shouts it off of the top of a roof, the top of a roof. He's on a rooftop
of a roof.
With Roger, just shouts it out into the air. Could they not have shown him on a phone?
Or like, let's cut back to Sarah Silverman's office.
Yeah.
Have it say to her in person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that we like only touched on with the movie was the when they dump a bunch of fire into the street.
They light a bunch of things on fire, screenplays, posters, and then throw them into the street.
And then it does seem that someone else commented on this on either Instagram or Twitter. It does seem as though Benny is like somehow the landlord for every single person in the East Village.
Yeah, because everyone is mad and throwing their own fiery screenplays and posters into the street.
So silly.
Yeah, Beth, thoughts on movie performances versus original cast recording?
Nah. Do we talk? We didn't talk about any of that.
We did a little bit
with Doug Benson. 2 weeks last week.
We liked. I mean, we liked everything more than we thought we would.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
I would say I didn't get to chime in on that one a little bit.
Oh, okay, Dave.
Wow.
Because you know, I'm not a regular on here.
You sure?
I'm present. But what drove me nuts the most were two things in that Rhett movie. Was one, the lack of just fully committing to magical realism, mm-hmm. which I think we did touch on a little bit.
We talked about, yeah, like mm-hmm. Having to explain that Mark hit his head and that's why he had that vision of everyone tangoing.
And I think that's just bad direction and them just not realizing that's the contract a lot of times you have with mm-hmm. the audience and the musical.
Yeah.
I think people especially that love musicals musical. Know that.
Yeah, get wild.
Then the other thing that drove me personally crazy, and they did it a couple of times where mainly I think the song between Roger and Mimi, where she's like becoming an addict or like falling back into being an addict, that and a couple of times it just would become a montage. You would never see the actual two actors singing the track. You would just watch that music be playing.
It was almost as though it was the score written to be background music during the scenes of the show.
Yes.
Rather than a musical where those characters were singing that song in the moment.
Yeah. And that's very what you insane. Expect.
Yeah.
So to change it over to feeling like it's a score it's
bizarre.
To me, bizarre and also very bad to do.
Bizarre and bad. That's Dave's review.
That's it. And I'm out.
What'd you think of Joanne's mom's outfit?
Which one was she, the one with the suit at the
Anna Deavere Smith? Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me see.
She was at the engagement party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to show me a picture again. Cause
let's see. Images. Oh, it's so funny, Dave. Well, this is a tiny, tiny little thumbnail.
What? Is she bohemian? What the hell?
She looks like the Pope. I think it's just like this is what a rich person would wear, but boy, is it not.
She's wearing a hat as if she's outside in the cold.
Yeah.
And she's inside.
In the warm.
In the warm.
She looks crazy.
Great. What else?
Okay, we got Hayden Wilder comments on the on Carl Tart's top 1,000 songs. You kind of have to claim Seasons of Love in your top 525,600 songs. Otherwise, what's the point?
Good. Good one.
Good one.
Good, good
one. I mean,
one.
That's true. Good, good one. Kay Rubinson says, you can't blame La Boheme for Rent's plot, the opera La Boheme. While Mimi and Rodolfo do fall in love in the span of one duet, Rodolfo doesn't take a random trip to Santa Fe in Act Two. So for an opera, it's pretty straightforward.
Good point.
Yep.
Touché.
Touché. No one in this opera goes to Santa Fe, so they're not the same. And that's what I got.
Great. Well, thank you for all of your messages. Keep them up. We will read them and reply to them and treasure them.
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
Yeah.
Talk about how smart you are.
Shall we get into the Seasons of Love?
Seasons of Love. Mm-hmm. Feet. Stevie Wonder.
Feet.
Feet.
Just a normal thing to have at the end of an original cast recording.
I mean, ugh. Okay.
Here we go. Ugh, I hate it.
It's overproduced.
I've definitely never listened to this.
Ever?
I would stop before listening to it.
I think it has started and I would stop it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know the last time I've ever listened to the full thing.
Ew.
Because guess what? Stevie Wonder was not in the original Broadway cast.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Like, this would belong on maybe a movie soundtrack. But not a cast recording.
What is that instrument? The, like, wah, 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 wah.
Oh. Some sort of, it's not a, like, oboe.
It sounds like a saxophone or something.
Yeah, it's like a,
but not.
A kazoo?
I was gonna guess harmonica,
oh,
but I can't tell.
Could be.
Someone's playing the harp. Does Stevie Wonder play the harmonica?
No, I don't think so.
He can't when he's singing.
But it could be a tech of sax.
He's singing, but he's not singing right now.
Yes, he is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought he was just gonna be the soloist.
No, he starts out.
I don't think so.
I think so.
We're gonna have to go back.
we're gonna listen to this many times in a row.
He's great.
I mean, honestly, he should have been in the original Broadway cast.
Yeah, I mean, Stevie Wonder is one of the greats.
Yeah.
That voice is iconic.
Yeah, his voice is incredible.
And is it the rest of the Broadway cast that's singing with him?
Yeah. I think so.
Probably, it's gotta be.
Yeah, this is the cast.
Yeah.
I feel like I can hear Anthony rap.
Do you think he can hit this note?
I'm nervous. What's he gonna do? No, they had someone else do it.
They had our Gwen, probably.
Yeah, our Gwen.
But when you got Gwen, you gotta use Gwen.
You gotta use Gwen when you got Gwen.
She's a queen. That kazoo.
Is that a harmonica?
I think it is a sax. I don't know what the type of sax is.
But a teeny tiny harmonica.
What's that pitch that it's doing? Because there are different sax.
Alto, tenor,
soprano
yeah,
sax.
I wonder
soprano
what it
sax.
Is.
If you know sax, you don't know sax.
You don't know sax until you know sax.
If you got sax facts, please hit us up.
Hashtag sax facts. Into the lyrics from Seasons of Love V. Whoa,
very fast.
Stevie. much longer is this game?
Only 6 or 7 minutes.
10 more minutes. No, we're now at the 30-second mark.
Okay. Get that tiny sax in there. I mean, Stevie's so good.
I wonder do you think he requested to do this?
Yeah.
You don't think they sought him out?
Oh, I love how that sounded. I wish I could go back in time and ask Anthony Rapp only about this.
Well, okay, so Stevie Wonder's great. He sounds great.
He's so great.
Why does this exist?
This is I don't prefer this version of this song, but man, he's great.
I wonder if this was the version, is this the one they play on the radio?
No.
Are you sure?
You're looking at me for that answer, and I have no clue.
Answer it definitively, yes or no.
No.
You know.
This makes me go listen to the original because it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And just go through Stevie Wonder's discography.
Yeah.
You don't need to listen to this track because I started going through his discography back when I was paying for Spotify and get past his child phase and he just
soars.
What do
you mean child
phase? He started as a child singer.
Yeah.
And that is a little hard to get through if you're going chronologically, because you're just like, he's not into like what we know him as.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Into like funk and shit. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And Seasons of Love and, you know, we all know Steve Wonder.
But that's all I have to
say. I'm
going to
skip past his entire career straight to when he did Seasons of Love. You know, I got to say, this song, I'm Stevie wondering what is up with this.
It is so weird that it's on the track list.
Do you think that this was like a ploy to sell more? If they were like, we'll slap Stevie Wonder's name on it, more people will buy it? Who knows?
Does this happen in normal Broadway musicals where they're like, we have the Broadway cast recording and then we have one celebrity sing?
I mean, I've never heard of it. They definitely do it in movie or in like, well, the one I'm thinking of is Anastasia, where at the very end over, like there's credit songs and things.
Yeah.
I was singing it in Albertsons the other day. Remember, Dave?
Yeah, I didn't know the song.
And then life is a road and I want to keep going. Love is a river I want to keep flowing.
That's it.
There was a couple, a really nerdy couple that sang that song in a voice recital I did as a child. And my sisters called them the Barfy couple because they like kissed at the end.
Ew.
Wonderful journey. Are you ready for my challenge?
Okay, yes.
We were doing this before we started recording. I'm calling it the "or the way that she died" challenge.
Oh no!
Sarah and Dave and I are each gonna sing our own versions of that line.
What song is that from again? Is it
the
from
one we just listened?
It's from Seasons of Love. Okay.
Yeah. And then you're gonna vote who sang it best.
And we're gonna replace the words "or the way that she died" with something else.
I wasn't planning on it, but And then I want listeners to, you know, you can send us Instagram videos of singing this just this line. You can tweet videos at us. Uh-huh. Do it however you want. It's the, you know, "or the way that she died," but you gotta put your own spin on it. So
okay, we gotta get the karaoke track up in here, Dave.
Really? I think it's an acapella challenge.
Okay,
and it's just that one line.
Okay. Yeah, and
Dave,
also,
do you want to?
No, I'm not going to start.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go with a classic take with a little bit of fun in it.
Okay,
"all the way that she died."
Beth, I think you got to do it again and hold out that note.
"All the way that she died." That's my version.
Great.
Sarah?
Okay. Here we go.
"Oh, the way that she died." Wow, I went into head voice. You stayed in chest.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I should have gone for head voice. You're right. I would have if we had the karaoke track, but.
Yeah. I like the ay-ay-ay element.
I thought it was fun.
Dave?
All right.
You did it earlier.
I know.
"And the way that she died."
That was metal.
I went metal, baby.
I loved it. To turn that your track all
hell
the way
no,
down.
I'm not gonna turn that track down.
Now I've got a challenge. I want us all to do it metal.
That's all I can do. Is hit if I want to go high note, I have to go metal. That's why I use when I do karaoke, I always do the Iron Maiden Run to the Hills. Because I know I can just comedically hit that high. Yeah, sure. That's all.
I want to try it metal. Okay. But I gotta build to it. Okay. The truth that she learned during times that she cried, in bridges she burned, all the way that she died.
Yeah, Little Guns N' Roses behind that.
Sarah's doing air guitar.
And I'm also, you gotta do it air guitar.
Sarah's doing air guitar. I don't want to redo mine. I feel like I did it perfectly.
I think yours was the most perfect.
I'm not redoing anything.
So that's the Or the Way That She Died challenge. Feel free to try it on your own. Record as many versions as you want. Send them over to us. Email, Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. however you want them to get to us. Hashtag Or the Way That She Died. And then if you want to vote for one of us, hashtag Or the Way That She Died. And then either hashtag Sarah, hashtag Beth, or hashtag Dave. I have nothing else to say.
I'm checking. There's only so far I looked up hashtag Or the Way That She Died. And there's only two tweets right now.
What are the tweets?
Both of these tweets are just quotes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or in times that she cried and bridges he burned, hashtag Or the Way That She Died. Hmm. That's both of them.
Well, if you want to participate in the challenge by emailing us, you can email everythingisrentpod@gmail.com.
If you want to participate in the challenge by Instagramming us, you can find us on @everythingisrent.
On @everythingisrent. Mm-hmm. That's Twitter?
No, that's Instagram.
Twitter is @everything_rent.
Yes.
And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. Yeah.
Only nice things.
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
And especially after today, we really put it all out there with our singing voices.
Yeah.
And that was the best we could possibly sing.
Listen, we're professional singers, and we gave you our best.
So only nice things. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. We want to thank Zach Reno for doing our music.
Thanks to James Mulholland for our artwork.
And thanks to our engineer daddy, Mark David Christensen.
Thank you, engineer daddy. Do you have anything to say?
Shaking my damn head.
shaking my daddy head. And thanks to everyone that emailed us and contacted us in any way.
Yeah. And we want to say a thank you to all of our team at Campfire Media, our podcast network. We got Ryan Middledorf, Ryan Kunzhaus, and Scott Thied. And I guess anyone who's there, we love you.
We will be back with some additional content.
Yeah.
At some point.
Will it be soon?
Will it be soon?
Will it be later? We'll see. We'll hopefully have something for you soon, but we don't know. Is this a good way to end?
We ended how we started, not knowing what we're doing.
I guess beg us to come back.
If enough people participate in the Or the Way That She Died challenge, we'll come back.
If you really want the podcast to come back, just start tweeting with the hashtag catsoup.
Don't tweet with the hashtag catsoup.
And tag it's Sarah and put hashtag catsoup, hashtag cattail soup.
Hashtag poop soup, hashtag soup before noon.
No,
all the hashtags just tagged with Sarah.
I mean, this whole story was a nightmare. I don't know why I ever told it to you.
Season 2 will be only about that.
This is a fun lesson to never tell your friends anything that ever happens to you.
All right. See you in a year.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Kate Thompson.
And I'm Mark David Christensen. And together we host Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast.
The show dedicated to the half-demon hero brought forth by writer-artist Mike Mignola and published by Dark Horse Comics.
Each week we discuss everything Hellboy.
Plus his expanded universe with the BPRD, Abe Sapien, Lobster Johnson, and many more.
That's Aw Crap, a Hellboy podcast on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.